Hi, this is Julie Epstein. I'm here with Michelle Brown, who is a licensed marriage and family therapist. She's going to talk to me today about the effects of COVID-19, specifically the long tail effects of COVID-19 on undergraduate university students and whether or not there has been an uptick in mental health issues among that group. So welcome, Shelley. Thank you if you want to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Julie. Yes. My name is Michelle, and I am a licensed marriage and family therapist, and a big part of my clientele are the college students or young adults who are dealing with mental health issues and trauma and things of the like. So,
perfect. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's just get into it. Did you notice any sort of uptick in mental health issues or, you know, more clients coming to you after the pandemic, specifically kind of college age students, maybe 18 to 25?
Yes, absolutely. It's been pretty consistent with the uptick right when the pandemic started and during that process. And now that things have cooled down a bit, we're still noticing a lot of people coming in that are having those effects of COVID and that stay at home order that had happened.
And what sort of specific illnesses are they complaining about? What sort of things are afflicting them?
So we're getting a lot of people with anxiety and depression, and then the anxiety can just be generalized anxiety disorder, or it even goes into social anxiety / like performance anxiety. So them dealing with that, as well as the depression of being home. You know, a lot of youths, young adults were stuck at home and didn't have any contact with friends or limited contact, and really that social aspect fell off. And it had a big effect on their mental health and self-worth, and their ability to connect with other people.
That's sort of what I was wondering about. Are they sort of saying that they feel, you know, feelings of loss and anxiety around experiences that they might have had in college that were taken from them by the pandemic? Is that sort of some of the rhetoric?
Oh, absolutely. So, for example, people that were really expecting to have that college experience and go to the campus and just interact and have those fun things with other people who are their age group, and they didn't get to have that. It was just online school. And even with the online school, you're not being social. You're hearing a lecture, and then you either break out into little subsections, but you're not really talking and socializing. So they even missed out on those nuances. But especially with the idea of like being on campus, and you know, you kind of take for granted the fact that you're walking to different classes, or you're sitting in class waiting for lecture to start, and how you can experience a lot of social interactions that way. So here we have these young adults wanting to start their lives and have these experiences, and they were really stunted in that way. And just really missed out, essentially.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. Even just like, you know, obviously the social interactions, but just the experience of biking to campus and being in a room with someone is really something that you can't manufacture anywhere else in life, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Big difference.
And then what are they sort of doing now, if anything, to kind of help them combat that?
Well, now people are going onto campus and doing that, but now what we're noticing is there's a lot of anxiety going on. So insecurities with how they are socially. People are feeling very, you know, to put it lightly, like, or simply feeling very awkward. They feel insecure about how they present to other people, whether they can engage socially, whether they are they can be accepted. And so we're seeing a lot of that within those social interactions. But again, with performance anxiety as well, like not being able to present in class or feeling insecure in those ways.
Okay. So you would probably say that one of the long-term effects would be just a general unease, uncomfortability, anxiety around being around people again, because they didn't really get that adjustment period, maybe freshman year and other years before during the pandemic, to build these relationships, and that's also affecting their schoolwork?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's even a little bit more severe than just being like, oh, I'm slightly like, I'm uncomfortable or uneasy. It's like it's these ruminating thoughts and these insecurities and this, you know, they want to withdraw a lot of times because the anxiety feels so high because they've been isolated for the most part for so long during these pretty formative young adulthood years that they're working with maybe a junior in high school mentality, and now they're trying to be like a sophomore in college.
Yeah.
And big difference with like your social skills and things like that. And so then they tend to overthink, get really insecure, second guess themselves, and then kind of spiral a bit.
That makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I guess one last question. How do you see, you know, there's a sort of a conflicting opinion that the pandemic really didn't have much of a mental health effect on this group of younger people. And sort of what would be your take on that, on people who think that it didn't have a big effect on them?
I mean, that's just false. I don't think that there's any way that that could be. You know, this was a trauma. This was a global trauma that everybody experienced. So everyone's going to be experiencing some sort of like response to that. But especially this age group, you know, the young adults, I really feel that they've been impacted by that. So to say that there's been no effect, I just don't, that's not what I see in my office. Mm-hmm. So I have to disagree.
No, and I thank you so much for your opinion. And that's all we have time for. Thank you so much for taking the time, Shelley.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Thank you.